God that responds to our cries. Psalms, chapter 118, verses 5 to 12. Let us turn to Psalms, chapter 118, verse 5 to 12. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper. I will look and triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns, in the name of the Lord I cut them off. For birds, even if they have heavy wings, they do not take these off from them. It is because they can fly with these wings. For trains, even if their funnels are heavy, they carry these with them till the very end. If they do not have these funnels, they cannot even move 1 meter. Even if the airplane's wings are way too big, they do not make them small. It is because with these wings, the airplanes can fly even higher, quicker. One day, someone bought a clock and thought the pendulum is too heavy for the clock. When this person took the pendulum out of this clock stopped working. That is right. Even if the cross is too heavy, we need to carry it well till the end, so that we will be able to see the glory of the resurrection. Without the cross, there is no glory of the resurrection. As we live our lives, there are all sorts of heavy burdens. There are obstacles. When things do not go as planned, people tend to easily get depressed and tend to be one-sided towards the right or the left. But, we need to know that there is the glory of the resurrection behind that cross. In our lives, there is a cross in anyone's life. It could be health, family, or it could be a financial issue. But the amazing fact is that this cross of suffering causes us to pray and it becomes an opportunity to restore the fallen faith also. I heard that when the fresh herrings, which are caught in the North Atlantic Sea, are transported to the inland area of Europe, they are all dead before they even get there. But, if you put a shark inside the delivery truck aquarium, I heard that they all get there in a lively way, in a good condition. As the herrings flee away desperately trying to get away from the shark and not get eaten, even a few herrings do get eaten by a shark, still a few thousands of herrings do not die and still get to the destination in a live condition. In our lives, we also get a lot of instances like these. We face issues like a shark, difficulty in storms a lot. While we work, while we participate in community, while we run business, we do meet a person like a shark. If one person disappears, then we encounter another shark. But, you need to know that this shark makes you to be stronger, more mature and to be livelier. It is the same as our faith. When we feel comfortable, when things are all good in life, when everything goes well, there is a more chance that our faith gets idle and we stumble. David was like that. When he was fleeing away from Saul's javelin and sword, his faith did not get shaken at all. He did not even sin. He risked his whole life and considered God as his refuge. But when he became the king, when the territory expanded and when it became stronger, he took the wife of Uriah and walked on the path of crime. The storms that come into our lives at times, difficulties that come in our way, failures and illnesses, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that these allow us to have an opportunity to restore the distorted relationship with God and correct the crooked pathways of our lives back into its place. When there were sufferings, David faced these directly with prayers. When these sufferings came into his life, he did not despair or get depressed. Instead, he came forward to God, cried out and returned to the arms of God. He confessed like this in Psalms, chapter 18, verse 1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. David said his source of strength is God. When things are difficult and troublesome, when it seems the problems are bigger, David got closer to God and confessed that Jehovah is my strength, and I love you, Lord. He depended on God and dealt with things directly with prayer. Psalms is made up of thanksgiving and prayers, verse by verse. The amazing fact is that, when we pray, the things that cause us to be anxious, worried and to be in trouble seem smaller than before. But in contrast, If we do not pray and if our faith becomes weaker, the issues in our lives seem way too big. How about you? To you, do the problems seem big? Does God seem big? The prayer is an answer. Worries, anxiety and fear that seemed big are nothing when we depend on the strength of God. When we pray, we have conviction. We get to have the power that wins the world. For the last 3 weeks, I have been sharing the Word of God about the prayer. The thing that is emphasized in our Christian life is the prayer. In the Bible, the prayer gets mentioned 950 times. It is because there surely is an answer to the prayer. When we pray, it could seem like a long time, but the answer comes in a moment. There is a saying that rather than worrying for 10 years, praying for 10 minutes is better. A person that experienced this cannot stop praying. In the Bible, there are countless events where the people had victory through the prayers. In Exodus, chapter 14, verse 21, when Moses put his praying hands out towards the Red Sea, God left the easterly wind to flow and he led people to walk on the Red Sea like a land. In the 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 38, when Elijah prayed, the fire of Jehovah came down and killed all the false prophets at the river Kishon. In the 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 35, at night while Hezekiah prayed, the angel of the Lord appeared and caused the eyes of the soldiers in the Assyrian camp to be blind. This way, they were able to put to death 185,000 men. In Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, Esther fasted and prayed for 3 days when her nation and people were about to collapse. She was very determined and she risked her life when she went to the king. But she prepared for this with prayers and the amazing things happened which allowed her to save her people. In Revelations, chapter 8, verses 3 to 5, it says, when people pray, the angels stand aside the altar and receives the prayers of people on the golden altar and take it up to the throne of God. When it comes to prayer, there surely is an answer. The prayer is not about talking to yourself alone. There is God that answers us. George Mueller confessed that he received 50,000 answers to prayers. When you are having a difficult time, when you are down, I hope you will not get depressed but able to pray. A person that prays do not look for a way out but looks for God. An answer comes when we are aware but also when we are not aware. The definite fact is that we need to believe that God is responding to your prayers at the moment. God responds to us in the best way possible at the best timing. Whenever I pray, I proclaim that God has already responded to all of my prayers. It is because I trust that God has already heard all of my prayers. Even the things that have not been answered yet, would be because of the fact that these might not be appropriate in the eyes of God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will confess the amazing grace that responds to us in many different shapes and ways. The main passage today is about the conviction and testimony about the answer to prayers which were experienced in the time of difficulty. Then, when did this person pray? Let us read verse 5 together. It says, in my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. In the original text, anguish means a narrow path. In other words, it is a condition when you are under the pressure or in extreme suffering. Even to the people that are faithful to the Lord, this kind of suffering takes place. When things are like this, the worldly people get depressed, fall down, and also there are people that commit suicide. But the Christians are different. Like the alive fish do not move along the current of the water, they go against the current of the water. When things are difficult, we get closer to God, and we get to kneel down before God in prayer. In our passage today, the prayer was not said in a good condition. Extreme pain became the main topic of the prayer. It is a testimony saying that when I cried out to the Lord in painful moments, Jehovah answered by setting me free. David went through all sorts of agonies till he became a king. He fled away countless times to get away from Saul's javelin and sword. He also confessed that he feels that death and life is just one step away. When Saul tried to kill him, he leaked his saliva and pretended that he was mentally ill. This way, he was able to keep his life safely. Even after he was anointed by the king, for 7 years, he went through all sorts of hard times. He even said that he walked through the valley of the shadow of death. In this kind of situation, there is one thing that David did not let go of. It was the prayer. He tightly held on to the prayer and dealt with things directly. Difficult situations make us to call upon God. It says, in suffering, he cried out to Jehovah. Also, when we live our lives, there are many times when we go through the difficulties. Pain that comes from material difficulty, difficulty that comes from diseases, pain that we get from people, pain that comes from our circumstances and so on, there are many of these. But the amazing fact is that, rather than meeting God when we feel at peace, when things go well, when we are healthy, there are more instances of meeting God when we are in suffering. In crisis situations, the work of God took place. The first miracle that the Lord performed happened when people were panicky about the wine which was running out. In Psalms, chapter 50, verse 15, it says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you will honor me." Do you have pain? Is there anyone that is having difficulty in standing properly because of the perilous wind and in chaotic situation? Are you down because of illness? I hope you will deal with it directly with the prayer and cry out to God. In Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The end becomes the beginning for God. The pain allows us to look for God. The pain allows our suffering to turn to the testimony. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that the painful moments that you face will turn to the crying out prayers to God. God told us that He is on the side of people that pray. Let us read verses 6 to 7. It says, "The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, He is my helper. I will look and triumph on my enemies." That the Lord is with me, this saying comes up here twice. In verse 6, it says, "The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid." In verse 7, it says, "The Lord is with me and He is the helper. No one can do anything to me." It is a conviction that He will deal with the enemies. When we pray to God to be on my side. But, the Bible says, God wants us to be on the side of God. When President Lincoln fought hard on the battlefield, his subordinates asked him, "When things like this, how good would be if God comes on our side?" It has been said that Lincoln responded like this, "Pray so that we would be on God's side." That is right. When we stand on the side of God, God is on my side. At all times, when you are in whatever situation, pray that you will be on the side of God. When I stand on the side of God, God stands with me, protects me and will help me. When God is on my side, there is nothing to fear about. Let us look at verse 6. "The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" In a condition where you have no choice but feel fearful, but you feel at peace is because David trusted that God was on his side. He believed it. Almighty God, God that directs a person's life, death, joy and sorrow, the Creator God is on my side, what would I be fearful of? Also, God was on my side and became my helper. Verse 7 says, "The Lord is with me, He is my helper. I will look and triumph on my enemies." God that is among my helper and God is the one that pays back at my enemies. He deals with them appropriately. That is right. It is a promise that God will protect and help. There is a limit to what human beings can do. In the past, the elderess that saw a dying son beside her wailed and cried out, "Pastor, can I not die instead of my son?" But, there is no point. Even she really loves her son, she cannot die instead of him, and even her son is a really good son to her, she cannot get older instead of her. So the Bible said, the relationship between people are neighbors. To be exact, anyone except myself is neighbor. So the wife, child, husband, everyone is a neighbor. It is because they cannot do anything for me. The help of human beings has a limit. Only the hands of God is limitless. God needs to help us. Individuals, families, churches, nations, God needs to help us. Let us ask God for help. And, let us be on the side of God. Then, God would be on our side. Have a look at the testimonies of people that experienced the answer of God. It appears in verses 8 to 13. Fleeing away towards God is better than trusting humans. It says in verse 8 to 9. Better, which is translated in original Hebrews as Tabra, means the best thing, the value that is the best. It is not something that is good out of a mere comparison. It is the best value which cannot even be compared. That is right. It is a confession of a testimony that getting away and being with God is incomparably the best. It cannot be possibly compared with people or the power of people. Fleeing away means looking for God and coming back to God. That is right. When you live your lives, when things are dangerous and when you feel exhausted, look for God and come back to the arms of God. He becomes the best fortress, the most safe place compared to anywhere in the world. Verse 8 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." Verse 9 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." That is right. When little child is fearful and is scared, this child looks for a mother. Likewise, look for God. Come back to the arms of God. It says, "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free." Also, God took care of things. Verses 10 to 12 support it. Among verses 10 to 12, this saying, "I cut them off," comes up three times. "All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off." It is a confession that God gave them a victory. That is right. God gives us a victory. All the victories came from the prayer. Calling upon the name of Jehovah is the prayer. When things were painful, people cried out to the Lord in prayer and they experienced the answer. When things are difficult, call upon the name of Jehovah. He becomes our shelter. Whatever issue that you are facing at the moment in life, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will deal with it directly with the prayer. The prayer is an answer. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.